I'm Heather Vale, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is American Legion National Commander Jim Triola. May is Mental Health Month, and suicide prevention among veterans is the top priority for the American Legion. Jim, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.
So, on Memorial Day, how should Americans remember the fallen heroes?
I'm glad you asked that question, Heather. More and more, we realize that more Americans are celebrating Memorial Day rather than observing it. And it's so important that Americans realize where they got their freedom from our service members who have paid the supreme sacrifice. And we want to make sure that Americans know that maybe they should take some time out of their day on Memorial Day to reflect on how they got the freedoms to celebrate to start with. And we are also asking maybe there's a lot of Memorial Day ceremonies around the towns, parades, things like that they should attend so that they can not only educate themselves, but educate their children that are coming up to become our future leaders. So we want to make sure, visit a veteran cemetery, visit a veteran's home, nursing home, something like that, just so they can reflect. It doesn't have to take a lot of time out of their days, but just so they can understand how they got their freedom, and we're still out there defending that freedom. So,
yeah, absolutely. Now, typically on Memorial Day, we think about veterans who died during active duty rather than died by suicide. But suicide among veterans is a big problem. How prevalent is it?
It's a huge problem, Heather. It's since 9/11, we've lost 125,000 veterans to suicide. The number is still about 6,000 a year. The daily numbers, we hear them, they're all over the map. We don't know which ones are credible, which ones aren't. But in the American Legion's opinion, we have our initiative called Be the One, and that's to break the stigma of a veteran stepping forward for help. And we want to concentrate on saving one veteran's life at a time. And that seems to be resonating all over the nation between our sports sponsorships and our local Legion posts becoming resource centers for those veterans. So we're teaching our members how to start a conversation and listen to what the veteran is saying and identifying veterans at risk and getting them the help they want within their own communities. Because we feel that in your own community, you probably get the help faster than you would with the VA. Not that I'm discounting the VA. But, we're all suffering with staffing problems all around the United States, both privately and both in the VA system. So the faster we can get that veteran help and get a path to recovery would be the best thing. And we also got to remember the families of those veterans, because when that service member goes out for deployment in a normal state and it comes back in an abnormal state, there's no way that that family knows how to deal with that. So we need to help them as well.
Yeah. So with the Be the One campaign, it's targeted more to veterans' loved ones than to the veterans themselves?
No, it's targeted to the veteran themselves. We're just saying that in the event that the family is just as distraught, it's important that we explain to them. I think from another veteran talking to another veteran, that's a good thing, because that's we understand each other, but the families don't. Mm-hmm. So the main purpose here is to save that veteran's life. The family is, I'm not calling it secondary, but the family is as important. So.
Okay. And then family members can also be the one who reaches out to help that veteran if
Absolutely.
They notice something is off.
Yes. So we recommend that if you're going to invite that veteran who may be at risk into your Legion Hall or into a community center, that they bring their families with them. Because a lot of times the family member may say something that the veteran won't say, and maybe we can identify the problem through the family. Sometimes it's a part of the stigma.
Yeah. Now, we talked about the prevalence of suicide among veterans. How have those stats changed since you were active duty? Has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? Or has it stayed about the same?
You know, I think when I was on active duty, it wasn't as, I can't say it wasn't as prevalent because I don't think we gave it the attention that it deserved. You know, the name of it was different, shell shock and all that kind of things. And I don't think that we fully understood the enormity of it. And I think that it's only recently, you know, with our post 9/11 veterans that it's come to this point where, you know, it was getting worse. The numbers are coming down, but not at the rate we'd like to like to see them.
Yeah. Okay. Now you talked about veterans at risk. How do loved ones know if a veteran is at risk, and how does a veteran know himself if it's time to reach out for that help that you were talking about?
You know, that's a good question. I the family members are definitely more probably. You know, the veterans have a. They have pride, and a lot of them don't have the courage to step forward. They believe if they step forward, they could lose family members, children, you know, if they have firearms in a home or if they've got security clearances, things like that. But I think the family member would identify it probably faster because they know what that member was like, where the veteran may realize it, but not really know what to do. I think the family members can identify it easier. You know, they know what that veteran was like before they left. Or the veteran could be go sitting in a corner somewhere in the house and not saying anything and not wanting to go out and get the help. So I don't really know what they would think in their minds. You know, there's so many different reasons why they're in the state that they're in. So that's why it's so important. Yeah. That's why it's so important to have another veteran talk to a veteran because we understand each other. You know, a lot of us have seen the same things and suffer from the same things.
So if we see that change in behavior in a loved one, what's the next step to get that veteran talking to another veteran?
What I would do if I was a family member and I identified that, I would call 988, the Veterans Crisis Number, extension 1, and a counselor will speak to the family member and see if they can get that veteran help.
Okay. Perfect. And where can people find out more about the American Legion or the Be the One campaign?
We have two websites. One will go into the other. The BeTheOne.org brings you right into Legion.org. And that's a page on Legion.org that explains not only what Be the One is and how to identify a veteran, but it also has stories of veterans in there that have actually had their life saved through the Be the One program. So it's working well and is resonating all throughout the nation.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah. So once again, the website to go to, if you want to find out about the American Legion, go to legion.org. But if you're interested in the Be the One campaign, betheone.org. And that will take you also to legion.org ultimately. But betheone.org. BeTheOne.org is the website to go to for this campaign. And if you or a loved one is in crisis, 988 is the National Suicide Prevention Helpline. And if you press 1, that's specifically for veterans. So dial 988 and then choose option 1. And again, the website, BeTheOne.org. And Jim, I want to thank you so much for being here and shedding some light on this issue, especially for Memorial Day. You know, as you mentioned, it's something that people have lost sight of the actual meaning behind it. So it's so crucial to talk about this, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me. Take care.